The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, and welcome to Self-Love, It's a Process. This is a podcast sharing my journey on building self-love. Self-love is a topic that's very important but not talked about enough, despite the many people who struggle to love themselves. In this podcast, I will be sharing the ways self-love contributes to growth and the different ways of practicing self-love. So with that being said, let's get lovin'. Hi, and welcome to episode 10 of Self Love, It's a Process. I'm Rahel Skry, and as I mentioned before, this is a podcast focused on the journey to loving the self. Today is the last episode of this podcast. I'm a little bit excited. So yeah, episode 10, guys, we made it. But for today's podcast, I want to, I guess, give you an insight kind of on how I practice self-love and just give you different ways of going about practicing self-love. But before I get into that, I do want to express my gratitude again towards all of you for making it to the 10th episode, the final episode. It really does mean a lot to me, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Like I said, today we're going to be talking about the different ways of practicing self-love. Now again, I do want to stress the importance of self-love and kind of just bring it back to some of the reasons I told you why practicing self-love is good. So practicing self-love is good based off the 9 episodes we did. It helps with mental health. It serves as a kind of like support system through your mental health. And it helps give you a feeling of self-acceptance, self-acknowledgement. It helps to build courage and confidence. It also helps build self-esteem. By practicing self-love, we gain a sense of forgiveness and feel more compassion for ourselves and being able to encompass who we are as a person completely and really just be able to accept ourselves unconditionally. That's the word I was looking for. Unconditionally. So those are some of the reasons why we talked about. I highly recommend you watch those episodes, by the way, if you haven't already. But for those reasons, practicing self-love is very important. It's so good for growing the mind and just getting a better mindset and just going about life thinking that, yeah, I love myself. It's such a great feeling, honestly. Which is why throughout these 10 episodes, I've been encouraging all of you to start practicing or to continue practicing if you've kind of gotten out of the cycle. So I do want to get into the main part of the podcast, which is talking about the different ways I practice self-love. So let's get right into it. So I did mention in a past podcast that one way I practice self-love is writing. I don't really like writing in an academic setting, but when it comes to writing about myself, something really just tickles me, I guess you could say. It just like tickles my armpit or something. It just brings something out of me when I put it onto paper or just like a Google Doc. It doesn't have to be a physical notebook. Just being able to put your feelings down anywhere, really, anywhere where you can see what you're feeling is an amazing way and has really worked for me. So for me specifically, I usually write on a document on Google Docs, and I just explain about how my day went, going into full detail and writing what I felt throughout the day. So usually it typically go like, hey self, how are you? Right now I'm not feeling so great. This and this happened and it's making me feel really down about myself. It's making me feel a little bit depressed and it's lowering my self-esteem right now. And that's how I feel. And I know that this is kind of just temporary, pain is temporary, swag is forever, but don't worry about it, it's okay. Or sometimes when it's like really down, I just put all those negative feelings like sometimes you just can't help but dislike yourself. And as much as you practice self-love, sometimes you can't escape those thoughts. So sometimes I just like to put it on there just to get it out. And then after that, I go back to being like, it's okay. I felt that in the moment. It's okay. Right now, I feel a lot better. And just by doing that, I'm taking care of myself. I know that for some other people, they use mood trackers. So there's some online apps that help you with your mood trackers. And I used to do this a long time ago, actually, when I was in my sophomore year of high school, I had a mood tracker. And every day it would basically remind you in your notifications, like, hey, how are you feeling today? And do you mind describing why? And I remember going in to that app every day and just doing a really small diary entry each day. I remember one time on my birthday that sophomore year, it was actually not a very good day for me. I wasn't, I guess I wasn't enjoying it as much as I should have been. But I remember putting like the saddest face on there and then explaining what happened and why I felt that way. And kind of doing that really just helped me really just get my feelings out, you know? I didn't really tell anybody why I was sad that day on my birthday. So just being able to put that onto paper and have that paper serve as support really helped me. And there's other ways you can write it on paper, you can do mood trackers. Anyway, you could, anywhere you can write, really, you can practice that way. Another way I practice self-love is I do what I want. I guess that's just the simplest way to put it. I do what I want when I want to do them. I don't let anybody, I guess, kind of hold me back from what I want to do in life. So here's a perfect example. I remember as a kid, I really loved doing dance and performance, but I wouldn't really tell anybody that I like to do dance and performance because I feel like typically, I feel like no matter where you go, people are always just kind of like, oh, dance. Oh, I could never. You know, people very much push the idea of dance away. And so because I've experienced that in my life where people would just kind of push dance away, I would never find a time to speak about how much I love doing dance. And there was a time in middle school where I really wanted to do dance, but I was too scared to go and do it because, one, I was afraid to be alone, and two, I just didn't want people to see me as like, oh, she does dance, I guess you could say. And I just decided to go with it, and I went and I did the dance that I wanted to do. And it felt really amazing to be able to express what I love doing, which is, in this case, dance. And because I did that and decided to dance, and I danced in front of my friends too, and I became known as kind of like the girl who dances. And that felt good, and it's really good for me because I'm allowing myself to be my most authentic self and be unafraid. And by doing this and going out of my comfort zone to express what I really like really prepared me for what was in store for me in high school. Letting myself go a little bit in middle school helped me do what I wanted to do in high school. In high school, I decided to continue to do dance. I did dance in rally for 3 years until, you know, COVID happened. But being able to just show everyone what I like and who I am really felt like a weight was lifted off my back, and I didn't have to hide the fact that I love dance anymore. And I got to encourage other people to dance and persuade other people to dance with me for rally. So being able to practice the idea of taking care of myself by allowing myself to express what I like to other people just really help bring me out and not hide away me. So one thing that you could do to practice self-love is just be your authentic self and don't let yourself Hold yourself back from telling people who you are and what you like, because who you are and what you like are the most important parts of your being. And I'm sure everyone would like to know what you like, because then you could find common, you know, similarities and make friends. But yeah, I really love that I'm able to just go out and say, I like dance. What's another way? I do want to prioritize some examples that we heard from our interviews as well. So if you remember Kai, she was from the 8th episode that I interviewed with the relationship between mental health and self-love. She said that she practices self-love through cleaning. Cleaning. Think about it. A lot of us probably don't like to clean. But she said that cleaning helps her be happy. And I know actually someone else who likes to clean as a form of self-love. So I can't really speak for it, but I guess I can make some kind of explanation as to why. I guess one way I could think about how it's a form of self-love is just the thought that happens after you get it done. It's because self-love is supposed to make you feel happy and satisfied and also proud of yourself because you did something. You did something, went out of your way to do something. You feel proud. Makes you feel good. That's the whole purpose, is feeling good. So I'm assuming that after you get done cleaning, because I kind of feel this way, but I don't clean for self-love, but I guess it's that feeling that you get when you're done. Yeah, I clean that. Look at it. It looks beautiful. But yeah, I think it's just that overall feeling that you get when you're done. That feeling of accomplishment, that feeling of self-worth, that feeling of proud, that really just makes you happy. That's another way. We heard from Vinny, literally from the last episode. He practices self-love through music and driving. So being able to seclude yourself, because studies have shown, I can't reference this to anywhere, but studies have shown that being alone time is really effective for your mental health, and that being with somebody constantly is actually not very good. It's good to be social, but like everything else in this world, everything is good in moderation. Just like being isolated is good in moderation, so is being social. Having too much or too little of either one is pretty bad for you. So he said that being able to isolate myself and listen to my music and isolate myself and go on a drive is how he takes care of himself, because he's able to reflect while doing something that he enjoys to do in life, and by that he's taking care of himself. Like I said, I can't really go super in depth on how, but based off what he said last episode, that's a way of practicing self-love. Now, it is getting to the end of this podcast. I know I only mentioned 3 ways of practicing self-love, but I really hope that you take it and just go above and beyond. I want you to remember that these are not the only ways of practicing. Let me just give some examples off the top of my head, just for some reference. What did we hear? We heard cleaning. We heard, this is one. Skincare. Skincare was one. Driving, listening to music, doing your hobbies, exercising, yoga, meditation. Oh, going on walks. Reading, but really when it comes to self-love, it's really doing anything that you like that makes you happy and makes you feel good about yourself. So please try. I mean, I welcome you to try any of the self-love methods that I spoke about, but don't feel limited to them. Self-love is a process, and it's for you to branch out and discover your own ways of practicing self-love, because for everyone it's different, as you are all unique. So please take this as an invitation to begin and start your journey. Remember, it's a process. It's gonna take a while to get into, but I promise you it's worthwhile, and it's worth the feeling that you get every time you do it, or just every time you finish something. It'll feel so much more whole and make you feel complete. But since it is the last episode, let's practice gratitude one last time. I am grateful for, I will say, I am grateful. Oh, here's one. I'm grateful for the kids I serve at my service learning course, or place, the place I do service learning. The kids I serve are really sweet, and they really bring me a lot of happiness when I talk to them. And being able to work with them one-on-one and sit with them in the classroom and participate in the classroom, but also taking the time to enjoy their lunch with them and talking to them and also sharing my stories while they share theirs is really something that's getting me going. I really love these kids. They really make me happy. All right then. So that does mark the end of today's podcast, and I want you to remember that we are all perfectly imperfect. You are beautiful, you are enough, you are valued, and you are unique. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me through these 10 episodes. Thank you so much. It really does mean so much to me. Thank you. Bye-bye.